I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah pulmonologists are cheering a decision to ban Juul e-cigarette products in the United States as a decision that will especially benefit susceptible kids and teens. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, a flash flood warning is in effect near Capitol Reef till 5 o'clock, 15 more minutes. The scenic drive in the park is closed. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have some traffic filling in and slowing down northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 in split in Farmington up to the Kaysville Ponds. But your bigger delays are on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, scattered from Murray to the point of the mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of clouds this afternoon with some scattered thunderstorms out there. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 90 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Former President Trump pushed him to seize voting machines across the country.
We had seen nothing improper with regard to the voting machines, and I told them that the real experts at that had been at DHS, and they had briefed us that they had looked at it and that there was nothing wrong with the voting machines.
Former Acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen at today's January 6th committee hearing. In taped testimony, former White House officials confirmed several Republican Congress members asked for pardons in the final days of the Trump administration. ABC News has a letter from Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks making the request for him and Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The Senate's expected to vote tomorrow on a bipartisan gun reform bill.
I'm not going to do anything that takes away the Second Amendment rights from law-abiding Americans. I don't think that's appropriate, and I'm not going to do that.
Florida Republican Rick Scott says he'll vote no. Google says Apple and Android devices in Italy and Kazakhstan were hacked by an Italian-based security company. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. If the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, Utah's trigger law would go into effect. The law bans abortions unless the health of the mother or fetus is threatened or if the pregnancy was the result of rape or incest. Some health and legal experts are struggling to determine what those exceptions actually mean. KSL News Radio's Martha Harris has more in part one of our series, The Decision on Abortion Rights.
As University of Utah law professor Leslie Francis reads through the trigger law, she has questions. The law allows an abortion if the fetus will live in a mentally vegetative state if born.
Mentally vegetative state is not a medical term.
Francis says this is confusing for providers. She also says the law is vague. For example, it permits an abortion if the fetus has a uniformly diagnosable and lethal defect.
I do not know what that means. What about a fetus that has a 1 in a million chance of survival?
Bill sponsor Senator Dan McKay says this language is not new to Utah's law.
The exceptions were in place for abortions that occurred after the viability standard.
OBGYN Dr. Lori Garin says the law is not based on medical diagnoses. Garin says there are only a couple of diagnoses visible on an ultrasound that are uniformly lethal.
The reality is that on fetal imaging and diagnostic testing, often it's a cluster of findings, and each one thing may carry a certain prognosis, but clustered together, we don't know.
Garin says it may be likely that the combination of defects are lethal, but a provider can't be certain.
As most things in medicine, there's a lot of gray area and there's a spectrum of outcomes.
Garin also says doctors cannot tell if a fetus will live in a mentally vegetative state.
Well, there's no way to diagnose in a fetus what neurologic capacity they will have after delivery, just based on what we can see on a two-dimensional ultrasound image.
Senator McKay says if the law goes into effect, the health department will issue rules. He says they'll work with the Administrative Law Commission and Administrative Rules Commission
to make sure that those rules are appropriate and that they balance the medical terminology of the time along with the spirit and intent of the statute.
Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Tune in to Utah's Morning News tomorrow at 7:45 for part two of our series. We'll take a look at some of the medical implications of the Supreme Court's potential ruling and Utah's trigger law.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.